I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. A bill that would allow faith-based agencies to use their religious beliefs as a justification to reject same-sex couples that are trying to adopt children from the state's foster care system passed the Senate Judiciary Committee today. The committee voted 5-2 along party lines to approve Senate Bill 375. Business leaders oppose the measure, saying it will tarnish the state's image at a time when Amazon is considering Atlanta as a possible location for their second headquarters. The bill must go to the full Senate before advancing to a House vote. Atlanta Democratic State Senator Elena Parent, who opposes the legislation, says that adoption agencies already have the ability to refuse service to gay couples. Currently, there are more than 13,000 children in Georgia's foster care system. And a city audit has uncovered errors in the process of awarding contracts in connection with Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport's $6 billion expansion project. City Auditor Amanda Noble told the AJC that her office began the comprehensive review of airport construction contracts after the federal bribery investigation at City Hall became known. She said that at this point, it's impossible to say with certainty whether her findings indicate sloppy record-keeping or an attempt to hide evidence. The auditor's office is now recommending that the city's chief procurement office move to electronic forms and electronic bid scoring to better protect the city against fraud and the appearance of corruption. The mayor's office said the city has already implemented many of the recommended corrective measures. And police say an Atlanta food delivery driver accused of fatally shooting a customer is in custody. 36-year-old Robert Bivines turned himself in yesterday after police issued an arrest warrant charging him with felony murder. The victim was identified as 30-year-old Ryan Thornton. Police say Thornton ordered delivery from Uber Eats late Saturday and went outside his Buckhead apartment complex for the food. According to witnesses, Thornton and the driver exchanged words before the shooting. Bivines' attorney says his client was forced to defend himself when Thornton became irate and aggressive over his order. And the family of a Georgia soldier killed in Niger says they had no idea he was in danger. The Pentagon said Sergeant Dustin Wright and other U.S. forces were in the country to train local soldiers. Wright and three others were killed in an ambush by Islamic State militants last October. The New York Times reports they were sent to kill a terrorist leader, but the men did not have heavy weapons and were not traveling in bulletproof vehicles. The Times reports the four were cut off from their unit, outnumbered, and outgunned by militants. Wright was a 29-year-old Green Beret from Lyons, Georgia. He was assigned to the 3rd Special Forces Group at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.